Leviticus chapter 10. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire in it, and put incense on it, and offered strange fire before Yahweh, which he commanded them not to do. And there went out fire from Yahweh and devoured them, and they died in front of Yahweh. Then Moses said to Aaron, "This is that which Yahweh spoke, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come near me, and before all the people I will be glorified." And Aaron held his peace. And Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said to them, "Come near, carry your brethren from out of the sanctuary outside the camp." And so they went near and carried them in their coats out of the camp, as Moses had said. And Moses said to Aaron and to Eleazar and to Ithamar, his sons, "Uncover not your heads, neither tear your clothes, lest you die, and lest wrath come upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, weep bitterly for the burning which Yahweh has kindled. And you shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest you die. For the anointing oil of Yahweh is upon you." And they did according to the word of Moses. And Yahweh spoke to Aaron, saying, "Do not drink wine or strong drink, you or your sons with you, when you go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest you die. A statute forever throughout your generations it shall be. And that you may put difference between holy and unholy, and between clean and unclean. And that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which Yahweh has spoken to them by the hand of Moses." And Moses spoke to Aaron, and to Eleazar, and to Ithamar, his sons that were left, "Take the meal offering that remains of the offerings of Yahweh made by fire, and eat it without leaven beside the altar, for it is most holy. And you shall eat it in the holy place, because it is your due, and your sons' due, of the sacrifices of Yahweh made by fire, for so I am commanded. And the wave breast and heave shoulder shall you eat in a clean place, you and your sons and your daughters with you. For they are your due, and your sons' due, which are given out of the sacrifices of peace offerings of the children of Israel. The heave shoulder and the wave breast shall they bring with the offerings made by fire of the fat, to wave for a wave offering before Yahweh, and it shall be yours, and your sons with you, by a statute forever, as Yahweh has commanded." And Moses diligently sought the goat of the sin offering, and behold, it was burnt. And he was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, the sons of Aaron, which were left alive, saying, "For what reason have you not eaten the sin offering in the holy place, seeing it is most holy, and Yahweh has given it to you to bear the iniquity of the congregation, to make atonement for them before Yahweh? Behold, the blood of it was not brought in within the holy place. You should have eaten it in the holy place, as I commanded." And Aaron said to Moses, "This day have they offered their sin offering and their burnt offerings before Yahweh, and such things have befallen me. And if I had eaten the sin offering today, should it have been accepted in the sight of Yahweh?" And when Moses heard that, he was content. End of chapter 10.